I'm Chris Heim of the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and no one takes polka seriously anymore. Except, of course, for a now increasingly aging audience and a shrinking collection of bands who still play a couple of distinctive American styles of polka that actually sound pretty different from the music played back in Europe. It's a musical niche so small it was dropped as a Grammy category last year. But as Jimmy Sturr, who walked off with 18 of 24 of those Grammys, pointed out, Willie Nelson started in a polka band. One of the few acts to wrestle a polka Grammy out of Sturr's death grip on the award, and who play a very different form of it, is the wacky band from Denton, Texas called Brave Combo. At a time when punk and new wave were shaking up the rock scene, this brave bunch discovered that polka actually packed much the same punch. What started seemingly as a novelty has carried on now for some three decades, which would be a pretty long time if it were just a joke. But along with the sense of humor that is a band trademark, has come a number of other genres done Brave Combo style, including cumbia, cha-cha, ska, classical, waltzes, and more. It's been a little while since Brave Combo visited Wichita, but they return with their own particular brand of musical mayhem Friday at the Cotillion. An otherwise diverse lineup of shows this week includes Peta Brown, The Black Keys, Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Frankie Valli with the Four Seasons, John Hammond, Albert Castilla, Dweezil Zappa, Trio Globo, Pink Martini, and the legendary George Clinton with his current lineup of P-Funk All-Stars. We've got details about these and other shows on the Music Roundup page of our website at KMUW.org, and a little more polka music to make your day.